Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. As a federal judge continues to try to seat a jury for the trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev, his defense team argued before a federal court of appeals today. They say that the judge in Tsarnaev's trial will not find a fair and impartial jury in eastern Massachusetts. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The defense had 20 minutes to make its case and answer the three judges who interrupted with questions. Defense attorney Judith Meisner repeated the continuing defense argument that the presumption of Tsarnaev's guilt was too great and the pretrial publicity too expansive and pervasive. For the prosecution, William Weinreb argued that higher courts have ruled that exposure to prejudicial pretrial publicity does not disqualify a juror, and neither does preformed opinion. Weinreb defended the trial judge, George O'Toole, and said that the process of individual questioning of jurors, called voir dire, is the well-established way of detecting bias and finding jurors who can follow a judge's instructions and the facts of the case. People who have strong feelings have unhesitatingly admitted them, Weinreb said. The voir dire process is working. He added, he told the judges that so far, jury selection has found 61 people who could serve as jurors. But, the defense argued, jurors are often unaware of their own prejudice. That due to personal connections to the marathon and the saturation of media coverage, they may not be able to be fair and impartial, even if they tell the judge they can be. So, you are saying voir dire answers are largely irrelevant? Asked the chief judge, Sandra Lynch. They do not cure the problem, responded Judith Meisner. Another judge, Juan Turuea, the lone judge to dissent when the panel ruled against the defense in January, fired question after question to the prosecutor. He cited excerpts from juror questionnaires like, "Why waste time on this guy?" and "I think public execution would be appropriate, preferably by a bomb at the finish line of the marathon." Coolly, prosecutor William Weinreb countered that the quotes are selective and misleading. On a clock crisply kept, a chime signaled time up for both sides. The court didn't say when it will rule, but it's expected to do so soon. Meantime, in a courtroom several floors down, the process of selecting a jury marched through its 21st day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.